And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the 12th of September now, Tuesday morning, otherwise known as U2 Day. KC1021, good morning, everybody. It's the show with Jen and Truda. Everybody's here.
It's U Tuesday.
I like that even better. Should have had you write the stuff.
I can do it.
Dang.
So you guys got to go out to Arrowhead yesterday.
Uh-huh.
As like 1,500 people were setting up the stage.
Amazing. What an amazing show. What an amazing, like, that's a performance in and of itself, trying to coordinate all those people.
It was like a circus.
Yeah, boxes and steel girders and stuff. It was crazy.
And you guys put together a great video, which people can check out on the KC1021 Facebook page that gives all the information if you need to know what time the stadium's open, gates open, parking, all that kind of good stuff, and when the show times are, and just see a cool sneak peek of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Check out that video.
Man, check out that video screen that they're going to have tonight. That is the greatest drive-in theater ever.
That's what I was telling everybody. If you're a fan and you're going tonight, you're going to have an incredible experience.
Now, were there, because from what I could tell in the video, is there a stage on the other side, too? Are they doing the two-stage thing? Or was that just equipment that I saw on the other end of the field?
No, it was just equipment.
Okay.
Sound booth and then stage. The stage is going to come out just a little bit, I think. It's going to come out into the audience a little bit. But
okay.
They actually have different configurations of stage.
They called it the tree stage.
Right. We have the tree stage. And then there's the B stage. And then there's another stage.
Oh, my gosh.
They have different ones, I think, for probably different venues for different sizes.
Very cool.
But that video screen is going to be intense.
And from what I read, somebody said there will not be a bad seat.
No.
In all of Arrowhead.
Oh, not at all.
No matter
right.
where you are, it's going to be incredible.
Sound-wise, they've got it down. Video-wise, you'll be able to see that sucker from probably KCK.
Wow. That's a big deal.
That's going to be nuts. So we're going to celebrate all day long. We've got U2 songs every hour. We've got a big, super-sized U2 encore tonight. We've got Natalie broadcasting live from Arrowhead Stadium this afternoon.
Fantastic.
We've got it covered top to bottom. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go.
We throw in some Beck at some point just for fun?
Oh, I'm sure we can. Yeah, we forgot Beck. Oh, crap.
Give Beck a little love somewhere.
Yeah, forgot him somewhere.
Irma, still dumping rain across the South as a tropical depression. Parts of Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and the Carolinas could see up to 8 more inches of rain. Irma has left at least 7 people dead since making landfall in Florida as a massive Category 4 hurricane. The new iPhone launches today. Apple set to hold an event in California to unveil what various leaks say will be called the iPhone X. That's the new premium phone, while the cheaper models, you guys, that's what you'll be getting, the cheaper ones, are expected to be called iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. The iPhone X is said to include wireless charging, facial recognition, an edge-to-edge display, and no home button. The Apple Watch will also reportedly have a new watch face and the functionality to make calls.
And the iPhone 8 will also have a rotary dial.
Here.
Because we're really poor.
Marks the iPhone's 10th anniversary.
Everything old's new again.
Royals lost 11-3 to the White Sox at Kauffman. Royals and White Sox play the second of their 3-game series this afternoon at the K. It was moved to a day game because of the U2 concert tonight across the parking lot there at Arrowhead. So Royals first pitch somewhere around 12:15. And a large telethon event is being held tonight to raise money for Hurricanes Harvey and Irma victims. Hand in Hand benefit for hurricane relief is going to be broadcast on all major networks as well as like Bravo, E, MTV, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The event will be live from Los Angeles, New York, and Nashville. 100% of proceeds go to the victims. Several celebrities are involved, including Justin Timberlake, Dave Matthews, Demi Lovato, Justin Bieber, and Drake. That's your 10 items or less for you Tuesday on the show.
Did Shaylee and I get to meet Bono? We'll tell you coming up on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. And
this is The Show with Jen and Truda. Jen's impossible question for Tuesday morning, you Tuesday.
If something in your kitchen is past the expiration date, it's probably spices, followed by this. What is the second most expired thing?
Anything in my fridge.
Yep.
Lee Summit, here's Haley. Good morning, Haley. What's expired in the kitchen?
Is it vitamins?
Oh, no. But I should check those.
Yeah.
I have an expiration.
The other day, and like, I had a ton that were expired.
Yeah, good point. Not the right answer, though.
Check your Flintstones. All right, here's Jenny in Leavenworth. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I was going with condiments.
Condiments, yep. Always going to check the ketchup and stuff, but that's actually not the right answer here.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. In Independence, here's Jim. Yeah.
I'll give you a hint real quick. It's something that you would find more in the pantry than in the kitchen.
Gotcha.
All right.
What do you think, Jim?
She threw me there.
I was trying to help you.
Let's say cereal.
Cereal, not the right answer.
That's a good one. Adam, good morning. What's your guess?
Is it canned goods?
I'll give that to you. It's cans of soup. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Huh, right. Expired soup. I feel like that lasts forever, though, doesn't it? Don't think it, well, apparently not if there's an expiration date.
I think
date.
That's the part that probably throws people off.
Yeah, it probably
is. It's like
is.
You feel like you they do, but
yeah.
They don't.
And then you, or you just buy it and stock up on it, and then all of a sudden it's been 3 years, and oops. you got it. So we're going to give you a 4-pack of passes to go check out the Lewisburg Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze.
Good job, Adam. I don't know anybody that buys soup that says, like, I'm going to eat this tomorrow. You always buy it thinking, oh, you know what? This winter, we're going to hole up
yes.
and have some soup.
I buy it when it's on sale.
Right. And then the next thing you know, it's 3 years later.
Yeah. Now I feel like I have to go clean everything in my house. Now I just feel like I'm gross.
And then when you are, yeah, like you, then you're sick and you go down for the soup and you're like, this stuff tastes like cardboard. This is crap.
And you're like,
it's all expired.
Is 2015 yeah. too long?
I can get away with that, I suppose.
Where's the line?
Yeah. Entertainment news is coming up with Jen.
We got to tell you what Kmart is doing that's a bit controversial. A lot of people talking about that. And what was Harrison Ford spotted doing out in the middle of New York City? I'll tell you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, former MTV VJ Nina Blackwood is 62. Does that make you feel old?
Wow.
Yeah. She's 62.
62. I was a Martha Quinn guy.
Yeah. Winner of the second season of American Idol, singer Ruben Studdard is 39. And singer and actress Jennifer Hudson is 36. So Harrison Ford was spotted directing New York City traffic on Sunday after his car got trapped in a backup around the Midtown Tunnel. Part of the incident was actually caught on video, later posted to TMZ.
Are you really
100%. Directing traffic.
Come on, man.
Indiana Jones.
No! Get out!
That's Harrison Ford yelling.
In the style of a true New York City traffic cop.
Yeah, Ford was on his way to the Carlisle Hotel in the city at the time of the incident and quickly continued his journey after the viral footage was filmed. So if you watch the video, you can see that he kind of got, like, his car got caught up in some traffic and they were stuck in this, like, construction zone. So he makes a couple of cars back out so that his car can get out and go, and he just hops in like, all right, thanks.
Smart guy.
On my way.
Yeah.
Kmart is getting rid of their plus-size label. The department store chain's plus-size section will now be called Fabulously Sized. In addition to the change in its stores, Kmart will also be extending sizes for all of their women's apparel.
I like being fabulously sized.
And Houston Hurricane Harvey victims are thanking Janet Jackson for taking time to visit with them during her State of the World tour stop in that city. The superstar, along with Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, stopped by the George R. Brown Convention Center over the weekend to meet with evacuees who are sheltered there. In addition to meeting with the victims, Jackson is donating the proceeds from her show to local flood relief charities. Janet, of course, coming to Kansas City at Sprint Center October 19th. We will have more tickets to give away to that show in coming weeks.
Excellent.
That's your entertainment news for you Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Yes, it is Tuesday. You Tuesday in Kansas City is the U2 show set to tip off tonight. Arrowhead Stadium. Gates, it's 5:30. Beck on stage at 7:30. U2 on stage, they tell us, at 9:10.
And our very own Natalie will be broadcasting live out there later this afternoon. Stop by and see her as you head into Arrowhead. You guys got to go out yesterday, though.
We got a sneak peek of it, and I was telling you, I was really hoping to meet Bono.
Well, of course.
So, we were walking around backstage. We got a sneak peek at the production, which, by the way, is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the screen that they have is just unbelievable, and it's the greatest high definition you'll ever see in the biggest screen possible.
Ginormous. The biggest video screen I've ever seen for a show.
I mean, basically stretches across the football field one, you know, sideline to the other, sideways. But we were around there, and so we go through all this stuff, and we get to, you know, meet a lot of the roadies. We get to meet their tour manager. Shaylee and I, when we first got there, There were no security around. Let me tell you, it's great. You could have just literally walked in.
Walked up on stage?
We almost
did. Well, we did.
Well, yes, we literally did. Because, I mean, it just proves if you have, like, an equipment bag in your hand and you walk with enough confidence and authority.
We did not have lanyards. We had nothing identifying us
nothing
as
at all.
Station
right.
people.
I was carrying the camera bag. She had the microphone.
Yeah.
And we went all the way downstairs. We walked through everything. We saw the laundry. We saw Bono's laundry down there.
We saw Beck's dressing room.
We did.
Please tell me his laundry was labeled and it said Bono's shirts.
No, it said washer and dryer.
No, but did you see the sign? It says rock and roll laundry.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's awesome.
And as we almost ran into the guy carrying a bunch of salad and different food stuff. Did you see that guy?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So they were bringing in food.
Bringing all the food in. Everybody's got a locker room. You know, it's labeled. You know, here are these guys. We'll put this in here. There's a quiet room. There's a listening room. So I think that they have, like, a quiet space before the show that they can go in. And
I want to figure out their set list.
Right.
We need that in my house. Kids, I'm sorry. Off limits. This is mommy's quiet room.
I'm going to the quiet room right now. We walked all the way down there, and we really literally did get to the floor. And we're asking people left and right, hey, is this the section? Blah, blah, blah. No. Eh, whatever.
And they're all just putting up the stage. They have better things to do than talk to us.
They're in full, like, concert
mode. But no
one
was watching what we were doing.
Oh, we could have gone anywhere. So,
but what could you have done? I mean, really.
Well, I mean, just taking a piece of rock and roll laundry.
Whose boxers are those?
When we finally get to talk to Craig, who is the tour manager, he says that the band was not here in Kansas City yet until today. I don't know that we believe that, though, did we?
I don't think so. I have a hard time believing that.
Well.
But when we were walking around, I do feel like if they were there, there would have been a little bit more security. I mean, I would hope.
See, that's my first thought, is if you guys had that much easy access, the band was not there, or they would have been more protected.
Right. Maybe. But you don't know how Trita and I roll. We're very stealth-like.
That's true.
And by stealth-like, do you mean?
The thing that interested me the most, and yes, definitely watch our video, because we got a lot of cool facts about the behind-the-scenes part. How many trucks it takes, how much steel that they have, all the speaker systems, the video and sound and lighting and all that stuff. I think what interested me the most, though, was that Craig told us they don't figure out the set list for tonight's show until they're meeting at about 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Stop.
So their set list...
3 hours before the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Today is not going to be the same one. I think they're going to New Orleans next.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're not... It's not going to be the same.
Well, we know it's the Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We know you're going to hear everything from the Joshua Tree.
That's right.
Would
so
Shaylee name one song from... Name song from
know.
That?
Okay. The Joshua Tree?
Okay. You can leave the studio right now.
Oh, boy.
We're done. We're done with you.
Why did you host the video yesterday?
That's a good point. I was really excited about it.
At their last show, they played Sunday Bloody Sunday, New Year's Day, Pride. Yeah.
I was really surprised. But they said, because I asked him, I said, are there any rituals that they have before the show? And he said, well, we get together about 6. They go through vocal warm-ups. Then they figure out the set list. And I was like, whoa, wait. Before the concert?
Mm-hmm.
They're just ready to go.
That makes me happy. And that it's not so planned.
It's not, yeah.
And he did say it's going to be loud. They're going to challenge our decibel level.
That's right.
Our record.
They're going to have some fun tonight.
Sure wish I had tickets.
No, unfortunately.
You guys have gotten me all excited. Did not
get
to
meet Bono. Check out the video for the visuals of it. It's going to be...
It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
It's
just incredible. Just incredible.
816-576-7102 if you want to text or call, chat about the show tonight. No, I don't have a pair of tickets to give you in this moment.
Jen, I got it. Okay. Trita, we need your drone.
Mm-hmm.
We need to build a chair on it that can lift Jen up.
Yeah,
and fly
we'll
above Arrowhead.
The stadium. Yeah, right.
Okay. This sounds, you know, this could happen.
Completely safe.
Or somebody just gives me $100 and I can buy a ticket.
Either way.
You would buy food for the week. Stop it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trita.
We're kicking off an entire day of U2 themed stuff here. There's going to be U2 songs every hour. We've got a live broadcast with Natalie from Arrowhead Stadium today before the show. Just to get you pumped up and ready.
And make sure you check out the video. Shaylee and Brian got to head out to Arrowhead yesterday and get a little sneak peek. It's up on the KC102 Facebook page.
And of course, tonight after the show on your way home, it is a supersized U2 concert encore from KC102.1. Begins commercial free just after 11 o'clock tonight. And I'm serious when I say that it goes into Wednesday.
Oh,
because
my.
I figured, so they say that they're going to start playing at 9:10.
Yeah.
They're going to play for 2:15, 2 hours, 15 minutes
okay.
is their set. So they're going to get out somewhere around 11:25. So I figured, well, you're going to sit in Arrowhead traffic coming home. Just put KC1021 on. We'll take you into Wednesday with some great U2 songs.
1268 just texted, how excited am I for tonight's concert? Eee! Didn't want to break your eardrums over the phone.
Well, we're taking your calls if you are going to the show and you are excited. 5767-1022. Let's start here with Stephanie. Hey, good morning, Stephanie. You looking forward to the show?
I am super excited. U2 brings me back to my high school days, so I think it's going to be really fun.
Do you have a favorite song, favorite couple of songs?
I love With or Without You.
Yes.
I know that's probably everybody's favorite song, but it's a great one. Brings back a lot of memories.
So have you seen any of the videos or pictures or anything of the setup tonight, the big screen that's going to be there?
I actually did. I saw on Facebook, I saw Shaylee's video that she posted with the large screen and heard about the high definition and how it's kind of like something you're not going to, you know, haven't seen before. So I'm super excited about that.
And where are your seats?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Are you on the field?
I guess it'll be a surprise when I get there.
Oh, there you go. Well, from what I've heard, there's not a bad seat because the way it's set up, everybody's going to have a great view.
Yes. It'll be awesome. So excited. The weather's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night.
And go early because I love Beck. I bet Beck puts on a killer show.
Right.
Yep. We're going to be there early. We're going to be tailgating ahead of time and just ready for the whole experience.
Fantastic. Stop by and see Natalie. She's going to be out there broadcasting live this afternoon. So stop by the KC102 tent.
I will. Thank you. Thank you. We'll do that.
All right, Stephanie. Well, enjoy the show, and can't wait to see how it goes.
I agree. Thanks so much. Have
Thanks,
a great
Steph.
Day.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Andrea here in KC. Andrea, are you also looking forward to the show tonight?
Yes, I'm totally looking forward to it.
Where are you sitting close?
I'm not sitting as close as I'd like to, but... but they're definitely good seats. We're not on the floor, but our ride is, so he's lucky. But it's cool.
Do you have a favorite U2 era? Like, are you Joshua Tree? Some people like the more current stuff. What are you into?
I'm an old woman. I love the Joshua Tree era and the War era and the Achtung Baby era. You tell me what I love. I love it all.
Bono, I love it all. Yes.
I love Bono. Yeah.
I'm stalking him today at the Intercontinental or whatever they might be saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't do that because I'm teaching. So I won't be able to do that. They're doing a little study hall right now.
So you have to get up early tomorrow after going to the show tonight and be a teacher?
Yeah. Isn't that insane? I really do. I have to get up tomorrow and teach. And I probably won't be home before 1 at least. So it's going to be awesome.
Assign them some sort of musical homework? I mean, I'm sure they're... Be
it's something. Ironic because this is creative writing class. We're writing our own songs.
Oh.
That has been on the agenda, and I wasn't even creative enough to tie that in with YouTube, but now we will.
Write the sequel to Bullet the Blue Sky. See what I'm saying?
I love it. We're going to get in it. That's awesome.
Perfect.
I'll just be analyze Vertigo. Let's do this.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I wish I had teachers like you. All right. Well, have fun at the show tonight. Maybe check in with us tomorrow once you're awake and let us know how it was.
Once I'm awake, I'll call you at noon tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, have a great one. Thank you so much for letting me call in.
Oh, sure.
You bet. Anytime. Oh, we love when you guys call in.
I need you to turn this song off. Let me tell you why. I had a boyfriend when this song was big.
Boy.
And my boyfriend at the time, because we got in a big fight and I was kind of depressed or whatever. And he goes, you're just stuck in a moment. You can't get out of it. And I'm like, did you just quote you two to me in the middle of a fight?
And then you married him?
No.
How many times did you quote song lyrics to us to a boyfriend? Or...
I swear to you. He said, honey, you're just stuck in a moment. And you can't get out of it. Don't you ever throw Bono in my face in a fight like that.
Usually you're the sweetest thing. And all I want is you.
But... I can't live with or without you. Come on.
I'm so confused right now.
Have a little pride.
Let's go.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day out.
Otherwise, it's going to be a Sunday, bloody Sunday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Some good hombres, though. It is September the 12th, U Tuesday here in town, and Shaylee has the all access.
I don't even know how to follow that. So Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl said that Paul McCartney helped recover from his broken leg. Did you guys know that?
No.
You know, Paul McCartney turns up at random points in Dave Grohl's life. He was in that Sound City documentary.
Oh, and their new album, Concrete and Gold, that's going to be out this Friday, he's playing the drums on it. So how did he help him recover? Physically, mentally, with music, what?
Everything. He said he and his family basically set up his entire surgery in London after he broke his leg. It still blows my mind. I wouldn't be playing music if it wasn't for Paul McCartney, because I learned how to play the guitar with Beatles songbooks and playing along to Beatles records, but I would also not be walking right now if it were not for Paul McCartney.
I want to be cool enough that when something bad happens to me, Paul McCartney is the first one that I go, you know what, I'm going to reach out. I need some help.
Right, right.
I'm going to call Paul, and, yeah. I'm just going to see if he
You're on a first-name basis with him.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to start a new TV show called Better Call Paul. And it's just going to be Paul McCartney.
You're so punny this morning.
Oh, my. And just days after his passing, Troy Gentry's family announced the plans for the celebration of life. It's actually going to be at the Grand Ole Opry where they were inducted a couple years ago. It's going to be this Thursday at 11, and they're actually live streaming for those who can't come. But in lieu of flowers, they're asking donations to be made to the TJ Martell Foundation or the American Red Cross for hurricane relief. And, Jen, this isn't news or gossip, but we need to take a page from Victoria Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
She works out 2 hours every morning.
Oh!
Yeah. She's very disciplined about her regimen. She said, I get up quite early, around 6 a.m., do an hour in the gym before the kids get up, then have breakfast, then David and I take them to school, then fit in another hour's workout before I go to the office.
Okay, in my defense, I'm going to guess she's got multiple nannies. I do not. I'm also going to guess she has a housekeeper. I do not. I'm also going to guess.
She also has discipline. I do not.
Correct.
What office is she going to?
I don't know.
What does Bex do for a job? She comes in and sits down. Like, she just sits there and, picks up the phone. Can somebody get me some lunch, please? Okay. Puts it down. She's like, I'd like to go home now. I mean, what is she doing?
I don't know. Admiring pictures of her husband?
Oh, that's actually a great job.
Not a bad idea.
That sounds amazing.
This just got weird. That's your All Access.
Somebody bring in the looks for the new dresses, please.
Somebody, did we start a new fashion line? Yes, start that. Yes.
Okay, just do it. You just do it.
Your guys' accents are terrible.
Somebody drive me home now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaley's all, remember that iPod commercial that had Bono and U2 Vertigo? Well, there you are. Uh-huh. See? It's nice. Casey
102.1
on U Tuesday, everybody. Good morning. It is the 12th of September at the show with Jen and Truda. Everybody's here. Shaley, Joey, Jen, Truda. We're all around.
Joey, did you ever end up getting tickets for U2? I know your mom actually gave us permission to fire you because she wanted to win tickets from us. Did she ever get tickets? No?
No. Sadly, no.
Bummer.
Because somebody decided not to fire me.
For the record, Shaley, did I not? I actually went to Shaley and I said, how great would it be if we pull Joey in, we fire him, we give his mom tickets, and then we rehire him later. And she said, I don't have tickets.
Yeah.
And we're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had too much going on.
So
we needed Joey.
Exactly.
That's it.
Sorry. Let's start there.
You know, there are tickets still available, they said. And the great part, we talked to Craig yesterday. If you watch our video on Facebook, Shaley and I get to talk to the tour manager.
Yeah.
And he said that as they figure out the sight lines for different stadiums and figure out what rows are going to come back into play, they'll release more tickets. So there are tickets right now, he says, of all values, starting at $35 at the Ticketmaster outlets. So
there's still a chance.
There is still a chance.
$35 tickets available.
That's right.
So I only need to find $34.15 and I could make this happen.
You
probably
got it. You may be sitting at the right hand of the father, but
That's all right. Ain't a bad seat in that house.
So, it really won't.
The parking, they want you to buy the parking in advance, too. If you buy the parking in advance, it's what, $30?
I think so.
It's $40 if you try to pay cash out there today.
Gotcha.
So buy it in advance. You just print the thing out, and they'll get you into the parking lot.
Fantastic.
You can go tailgate beforehand. I think that's awesome people are doing that.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be gorgeous today. Mm-hmm. Like, the weather's
a beautiful day.
Yes.
Is anybody pulling? I want to hear from people who are pulling the Royals U2 doubleheader.
Right. Oh. Royals start at 12:15.
Yeah.
Game ends just in time to head over to the Arrowhead parking lot.
That's right.
Hang out for U2.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That's awesome. What a big day. We're celebrating. Natalie's out live with a broadcast from Arrowhead Stadium this afternoon. And, of course, the U2 concert encore on your drive home. Make sure to keep it on here for commercial-free U2 after 11 p.m. tonight. Jen's got the 10 items or less, though, for Tuesday morning.
Irma still dumping rain across the south as a tropical depression. Parts of Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and the Carolinas could see up to 8 more inches of rain. Irma has left at least 7 people dead since making landfall in Florida as a massive Category 4 hurricane. The new iPhone launches today. Apple is set to hold an event in California to unveil what various leaks say will be called the iPhone X. That's the new premium phone. While the cheaper models are expected to be called iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. The iPhone X is said to include wireless charging, facial recognition, an edge-to-edge display, and no home button. The Apple Watch will also reportedly have a new watch face and the functionality to make calls. This year marks the iPhone's 10th anniversary. Royals lost 11-3 to the White Sox at Kauffman. Royals and White Sox play the second of that series this afternoon. Like I said, it was moved up to a day game because of U2, so that game starts at 12:15. And a large telethon event is being held tonight to raise money for Hurricanes Harvey and Irma victims. Hand in Hand, benefit for hurricane relief is going to be broadcast on all major networks, as well as Bravo, E!, MTV, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That event is going to be live from Los Angeles, New York, and Nashville, and 100% of the proceeds go to the victims. Several celebrities are involved with that, including Justin Timberlake, Dave Matthews, Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Bieber, and a whole lot more. That's your 10 items or less for U Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
U2 coming tonight, but Minnesota Wild versus St. Louis Blues coming to Sprint Center September 28th. We've got tickets for that up for grabs.
All right. Let's see what we have on the phone line, shall we? Jim, you're in Independence. Good morning, sir.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic.
You heading to see U2 tonight?
No, I have meetings and different things planned.
Yep. Real life gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yep.
It does. Yeah.
All right. So Shaylee, I believe, knows nothing about you two. I have no doubt that this girl knows nothing. So I've put together 5 you true or false questions. We're going to see how many out of 5 she can get correct. What do you think?
With it being true or false, I think she can get 2.
Okay, that's probably good.
I like it, yeah.
And she wanted to phone a friend, so I said, one question, you can walkie-talkie Joey, our producer, on one question, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Starting with number 1, Shaylee.
Mm-hmm.
U2 are an Australian band formed in Sydney in 1976. You true or false?
False.
Okay. Yeah, Joey just pumped his fist. He's excited. You got it right. Yes, that's correct. They're an Irish band formed in Dublin.
Yay.
All right. Yay.
1 correct.
All right.
Number 2.
I'm like undefeated now.
U2's original lead singer was Joe Strummer, who later went on to form The Clash. You true or false? Do not look at Joey unless you are walkie-talking him formally.
Joey?
Don't think Joe Strummer was in U2.
I'm going to say no.
False.
False.
Correct. All right, so that's 2, so we're on the right track to win the NHL tickets. Number 3, The Joshua Tree was released in March of 1987. You true or false? March 1987, The Joshua Tree, which you could hear in its entirety tonight at Arrowhead.
You true.
Correct! Yeah? Yeah?
Really? Oh, wow, I got that one right too? Oh my gosh.
You two.
I'm very excited right now.
You two is on the Batman Forever soundtrack with Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. You true or false? The look on your face is priceless right now. Batman Forever soundtrack, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
You false?
It's true. That's an actual song.
That's a great song, by the way. Here, I'll play it for you right here.
And I'll move on to the last question.
Okay.
Actor Jack Nicholson introduced U2 at Live Aid. You true or false? Did Jack Nicholson introduce U2 at Live Aid?
I'm going to say you true.
It is true.
Hey.
Oh, you got 4 out of 5.
All right.
Look
nice.
Look at that.
Good
given
guessing.
2 options. Don't do too bad.
Well, Jim, she exceeded expectations. I think that's definitely worth the tickets for sure.
Yes. We'll send you to see the NHL game, the Wild, the Blues, September 28th at Sprint Center.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Enjoy. Thanks for listening, for being there.
Yes. Get to know this song, Shaylee.
That was actually a great soundtrack, too, because I think they gave us a Kiss from a Rose as well,
did it
not?
I think so.
Yes?
Yep. Yeah. That was the first CD I ever owned.
Is that right?
Is it the Batman Forever soundtrack, really?
That's very true.
Did you go buy it, or was it a gift?
I got it from my mom and dad the day we bought a CD player.
Oh, wow. You know, that's actually an interesting question. What was the first CD that you bought?
Mine was Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magik. I remember going to Best Buy at 95th and Quivira and buying it.
Okay. Mine was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, The Beatles.
Oh, you win.
I bought it at probably Sam Goody at the mall.
Yeah.
Ah, it was a great store.
I think mine was Hanson.
Oh. I'd love to get people to text in what your first CD was.
Anybody have a binky for Shaley?
Hanson. Oh, I thought it was going to be Britney Spears. I got to be honest. I don't know why. That was weird.
I think Hanson was first.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The show for Tuesday morning, the 12th of September.
Celebrating birthdays today, former MTV VJ Nina Blackwood is 62. Winner of the second season of American Idol, singer Ruben Studdard is 39, and singer and actress Jennifer Hudson is 36. Kmart is getting rid of their plus-size label. The department store's chain's plus-size section is now going to be called Fabulously Sized. In addition to the change in its stores, Kmart will also be extending sizes for all of their women's apparel.
I'm just fabulous.
They got rid of our Kmart out in Overland Park. Used to be right up on Metcalf, but that's gone.
That was a great Kmart.
Now there's, I know
that's
there's
my
one
Kmart when I was a kid.
Yeah, we used to go to it all the time. I think there's one on State and KCK still.
Somebody dropped this the other day. I think it was Blair back here in the office. He says, well, my mom bought that at Venture.
Oh,
I love Venture.
Do you remember Venture, Shaylee? Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is it?
Venture was our Target.
Yeah.
Growing up. Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
It was like instead of the red Target, it was the black and white stripes, the Venture. There was one out. I think there was one out by 95th and Metcalf.
There was we used to go to the one in KCK that was right across from Indian Springs Mall.
Oh,
there
right,
was one
right.
over there.
Sure. Was it a KC thing? Because I grew up in Minneapolis. We had Target from the day I was born.
Really? Well, you were born 5 minutes ago. That's why.
Well, Target. Yeah, I mean, they've been around for a while, so.
Yeah. How about TGNY? No, nothing?
Wow. Oh, TGNY.
I am 1,000
years
old.
There was one off of Johnson Drive.
Yep. Again, I went on the KCK side, but yeah. I remember.
Went to TCBY.
Very similar.
That was really good.
Get some froyo?
Do you know what's weird is I have a very vivid memory of shopping at the Venture in KCK and getting clothes to wear to a Clint Black concert at Sandstone.
Say what?
I don't, why?
Wow,
what? Hey, why was I going to see Clint Black at Sandstone? I don't know. But I bought black skin-tight jeans and this little red cut-off shirt. And I thought that was the cutest thing.
Was this like 2 weeks ago?
This was whenever Clint Black would have been playing at Sandstone. 19...
Oh, that's awesome.
Why would I... That's...
Dig up those pictures. Weird, I want to see those.
Weird, vivid memories. So Harrison Ford spotted directing New York City traffic on Sunday after his car got trapped in a backup around the Midtown Tunnel. Part of the incident was caught on video, later posted to TMZ.
100%. Directing traffic.
Come on, man.
Indiana Jones.
Let's go.
That's him yelling, let's go.
Get out.
Get out.
Go.
Let's try to unstick this traffic.
Yeah.
People are recognizing him. They honk, they laugh, they wave.
He wasn't filming a movie. He was generally trying to unsnarl the traffic there in New York. He was on his way to the Carlisle Hotel in the city at the time, quickly continued his journey after the viral footage was filmed. And Houston Hurricane Harvey victims are thanking Janet Jackson for taking time to visit with them during her State of the World Tour stop in that city. The superstar, along with Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, stopped by the George R. Brown Convention Center over the weekend to meet with evacuees who are sheltered there. In addition to meeting with the victims, Jackson is donating the proceeds from her show to local flood relief charities. She is coming to Kansas City. She's playing at Sprint Center October 19th, and we will have more tickets to give away to that show in coming weeks. That's your entertainment news for you Tuesday on the show.
Are you going to buy something adventure tonight for the show? I like that.
Stop it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.